Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by TutVid.com. We are going to take a look at slicing a web layout and preparing it for the web. Then we're going to take it and export it as an HTML file right here from Photoshop. We're going to do all of that right here in Photoshop, and by the end of this video you will know how to take your own layouts and slice them up, optimize them for the web, and export them as an HTML file. So let's take a look at where exactly we are going to start. Let's stop for a moment and think about what exactly slicing is. Slicing is cutting your one large image. Okay, I have this one large image of this layout. That's essentially what it is. It's just a bitmap image. I'm going to slice it up into smaller images. Okay, so I'm cutting this big image into a whole bunch of smaller images and then saving them as a bunch of smaller images. Now, there are many, many reasons why you would slice. Let me just start with the two reasons I see as being the top two reasons to slice up your web graphics. Number one, the best reason to slice up your stuff is because by slicing up your images, you then have more power over what you're going to do with your images as far as optimization. Different types of graphics optimize differently as different file formats. For example, this big section here in the middle of our layout, this photograph, that will optimize best as a JPEG. But something like this big gray area or this tab here at the bottom with the text on it will optimize best as a GIF file. Now, GIF files are better when you have a graphic that has lots of solid colors and big areas of the same color. JPEGs are going to be best for photographs. Okay? So you get better file sizes depending on your file format. So that's one reason why slicing your images is a good idea. You can then optimize each portion of your image individually to have a very small file size for the web, because loading time is everything. Alright, and second reason is buttons. If you have buttons in your layout, you cannot link those buttons to anything unless you slice them out and create individual buttons out of this one large image. Like, I would not be able to set this portion of this image to link to anything unless I created a hotspot, but you know, that's, then you are doing a lot more work and it's not slicing. So we need to slice our images because we need to be able to link our buttons. And we need to slice our images because we want the most control when we go to optimize our images and save them out for the web. So with that in mind, let's take a look at how to slice. You slice using the slice tool. Okay? The slice tool, not the slice select tool. Take the slice select, or the slice tool, excuse me, now I've got myself confused. And we want to draw a box around this home button and include this little reflection. So I'm going to grab my magnifying glass and I'm going to zoom in on it a few times. So I'm nice and close to it. Kind of center it here. And I'm going to grab the slice tool and I want to start up here and try to get as tight as I can and then just stop at the very bottom of the gray. Okay? So my slice is right here. You can see it is identified as slice number 3. I'll tell you why it's slice number 3 and not slice number 1 in just a second. We have slice number 3 here, and its boundaries are these lines right here. Let me zoom out. Now, notice we have these other lines running across our image. There's slice number 1 going across the top. Slice number 1 has a gray tag on it though, not a blue tag. That's because the blue tags are what are called user-created slices. These gray tags are auto slices, and Photoshop automatically creates these slices for you as you create slices that you absolutely need. Now, the reason Photoshop has to create these slices is because pixels are square and images must be square. So Photoshop has to convert the remainder of your one large image into a bunch of square images or rectangle images. You can see how every one of these slices is a rectangle. Whereas if you could just take a slice out of the middle, technically, you could have an image that just doesn't have pixels in one spot, which really you can't have. Okay, so that is why you have all these auto slices. Okay, another reason is because Flash is preparing this all for a table-based layout, which is comprised of a bunch of squares and rectangles. So everything has to be cut up into a slice, and you can't have these odd-shaped slices. So every slice is going to be a box. All right, now that we have created one slice around this button, let's create the rest of the slices for these buttons. And it's actually going to be a lot easier than you think. Select the Slice Select tool, and hold down the Alt key, or if you're using a Mac, that would be the Option key, and select slice number 3, hold down the Alt key, and click and drag it over and drop it right over the gallery button. Okay, we've just duplicated that slice, and you can see there's slice 3, there's slice 5. And we're going to hold down Alt or Option, drag this one over, and use my arrow keys to make sure it's adjusted perfectly, and move this over right there. I'm going to use my arrow keys again. Just adjust that, hold down the Alt key, and drag this one over just like that and drop it. And there we go. We have sliced out all of our buttons, and in between the buttons we have these auto slices 4, 6, 8, and 10. And the rest of our page has been auto sliced for us. But the problem is, I do not want my logo divided up into two slices here. We got slice 1 and slice 2 both taking a chunk of it. And I also want this big image to be one whole slice. I also want my big content area to be its own slice, and I want this tab to be its own slice. So let's take a look at how we can do that. Let's start with our logo and our little information area here. We are going to create what is called a layer-based slice. The slices that we just created around these navigation buttons are just regular old user slices. You can just grab them, you can edit them, do whatever with them, and that's it. They're just there and they stay the way they are. Layer-based slices are a little special. I'm going to open up my layers palette real quick, and I'm going to grab the logo area. Okay, so I've got my logo right there. It's a box just like that. With my logo layer selected, I'm going to go layer, new layer-based slice. And you can see that now slice number one is a user-created slice, but it's sliced out right around my logo. Now, layer-based slices, you cannot adjust the size of. I can take the Slice Select tool and click it, and notice I don't get the handles to pull and expand my slice. So what's wrong with it? Well, nothing's wrong with it. It's just a difference between layer-based slices and normal user-based slices. Now, there is a way we can change that, but before we change it, I just want to show you something. I'm going to open up my Layers panel again. I'm going to select Logo. Now I'm going to come up to Edit, Free Transform. I'm going to make my logo smaller. Okay? I'm going to apply that change. And then look at that. The layer-based slice changes with that layer. So that is very, very good when you are still working on something. Maybe you have to go back in and resize something. If it's a layer-based slice, it's going to adjust based on the changes you make. Obviously, I don't want to scale my logo down, so I'm not going to keep that change. Hide my layers palette, and I do not want this to be a layer-based slice anymore. I was just using the layer-based slice method to get this slice. Now I want to be able to have it as a normal slice. So I'm going to use the Slice Select tool. I'm going to select it and look to my toolbar, and I'm going to use a process called promotion. So I'm going to hit the Promote button. We are promoting this slice from being a layer-based slice, to a user-created slice. Watch the little icon. Okay? You can see it just changed there. And now I've got these handles, and I can make this slice smaller or bigger. I would like to keep it bigger. Okay, so you might ask, why bother with these non-layer-based slices when you can just have a layer-based slice that you can create, and it expands and contracts and does everything you want? Why bother even promote? Well, I didn't really have to promote that slice, actually, but I just did, just to show you how to do it. Let's take a look at another layer here. We're going to create another layer-based slice from the info, okay? The info portion of the site right there. So I'm going to select that layer. I'm going to go layer, new layer-based slice. Now, I don't want the top part of this to be in this image, the image of info. I want this slice to be smaller. I want slice 2 to go from here all the way to the far right-hand side of the image. So this is one area where I will select that layer-based slice, hit promote, and then I'm going to drag this down so the top of it is the same as the navigation bar buttons. Okay, and now slice 2, auto slice, automatically takes up the rest. So there we go. We've just created that layer-based slice, promoted it, and resized it, and We now have the top of our page done. Now, a real time saver when it comes to layer-based slices is doing multiple layer-based slices. And here's exactly how we do that. Let's open up the Layers panel, and this will work if you're using CS2 or newer, because you have to be able to select multiple layers. I have my layers named here, Photo, right there. I'm going to select that. I also want to select Divider Bar, right there. I also want to select the text area, right here. And I also want to select the copyright area, right there. Okay, with all four of these layers selected, I'm going to go up to Layer and hit New Layer Based Slices. When I do that, you can see all of those areas have been converted to layer based slices. And over here, we have other layer based slices filling in the rest. So we have all these slices that were just created automatically, basically. And that's a huge time saver when you're slicing up a lot of stuff. And those, we really don't have to promote them because we don't really have a reason to. We can just leave them as layer-based slices, and that's it. Let's take a look at a very important step of the process before we go and actually optimize our images and save an HTML file. And this is slice info. Select one slice. I'm going to select the logo. And then up in the toolbar, you've got this little icon. It looks like a little menu. Select that. This is the slice options dialog box. And at the very least, I recommend that you give your slices names. Okay, so we could say logo. And then you could give it a URL, actually, which would be linking that slice, like a button, to a place on the web. I never use this method of linking. I wait until I get it into an HTML editor, such as GoLive or Dreamweaver, and then I do all of my linking in there. Just because I prefer doing it that way, and I know exactly what my links are going to be. And if I do decide to change my links, they'll automatically update and all of that. And then target also has to do with link, or your URL, whether or not it opens up in a blank window, the same window, etc., etc., etc. You have message text, which we're not going to worry about right now. And you also have your alternative text, or your alternate text. And this is for those of us that are vision impaired. So you want to put something here. We could just say Regent logo. Now, you can also change the dimensions and the positioning of your slice. And you can also change the slice background type. We're going to leave that at none, though. And just hit OK. Now, I'm going to quickly go through and name all of my slices. And I'll be back in just a second. OK, I have named all of these. One thing that I need to point out, hopefully before you finish naming all of your slices, is when you name them, give them names. You shouldn't give them, number one, any capital letters, any spaces or special characters. If you need to put a space, place an underscore, okay? And then the alternate text can be anything you want. Okay, so that's that. I have now given all these slices names and alternate text. Now, the name, the reason that that is so important is because Photoshop, when it exports and publishes all these files, it uses your slice name, and that's the image name. So if you just leave it, for instance, I didn't name all of the auto-created slices, you'll just have site layout underscore 02. That will be the file name. Okay, so whether or not that's a JPEG or not, it'll be, you know, site layout underscore 02.jpg. So not very descriptive names. So it's always a good idea to name your slices. It makes it much easier down the road when you're digging through all of your images, trying to put something together, or you're looking for a certain image. It makes it a lot easier to find what you're looking for. So there we have sliced up our web layout, but that's not it. That is not it at all. We need to now take this and save it for the web. So go File, Save for Web and Devices. If you're using anything earlier than CS3, that's simply Save for Web. Hit that. And here's the Save for Web dialog box. I'm going to grab my zoom tool and hold down the Alt or Option key and zoom out one just so I can see the entire thing. And I'm going to use my Slice Select tool to start selecting these slices and optimizing them. Now, notice down here in the bottom left-hand corner, we see that this is a JPEG image. It's 4.3K, and it would take 2 seconds to load at 28K per second. So that's pretty good, because 28K per second, virtually nobody is running on a modem or an internet connection that slow. But 4K is not bad. I think we can get it a little better than that. I'm going to zoom back in, actually, and use my hand tool to view the very top corner here. I'm going to select that logo, and as you decrease or increase quality of an image using all these options over here, you want to keep an eye on the image at 100% to make sure it still looks good. Because, look, this is at 4.3K. I could take the quality and make it low. And look at that, 2.1K, so we have the file. But if you look at the logo, it looks really bad. There's a whole ton of artifacting, and it just does not look good at all. So we know we can't use a quality of 10. So let's come over here and start moving it up. Let's try 25. And there's still quite a bit of artifacting. Let's try 40. 40 looks pretty good. Let's move it up to 45, and 45 looks acceptable. So we're going to leave it at 45, and you can see we have a file size of 3.9K. Not bad at all. We can also check off some of these other options. We're not going to worry about any of these other options for now. We're just going to move on to slice number two here. Now this slice has a lot of solid colors. It doesn't have any kind of the gradients or anything like that that our logo had. So we're going to optimize this as a GIF. Okay, and you can set the number of colors you want the GIF to have. For instance, right now with only two colors in our GIF, and in the color table it shows what two colors those are, this is only 806 bytes, which is virtually nothing. Let's move this up to 16 colors, and you can see the image looks quite a bit better, but we've moved up to 2.2K, which is quite a bit for a small image. Let's try backing that down to 8, and that still looks pretty good, and we're down to 1.7K, so I think we will leave it at that. There's no transparency in the image. Oops. Leave that at 8. Grab the hand tool and move over. You can see we got this whole image. There's no transparency in the image. Although now looking at it, let's move it back to 16. That's much nicer. As I was saying, there is no transparency in the image, so you can uncheck transparency. And we will leave matte set to nothing, or we can just set it to white. And web snap 0. Don't worry about any of that. And that's it for that. Now these buttons, we can try to optimize them as GIF, but the problem is, because there's so many different colors and gradients, really it's going to start looking pretty bad if we try to get any kind of a small file. You can see at 772 bytes it looks very, very bad. Before we even start getting a decent looking image, and it still looks kind of rough, we need at least 16 colors. Let's try 32 to get a pretty good looking image. 1.8K. Let's try optimizing this as a JPEG. Let's bring it down. Bring it down, maybe bring it up a little bit. Right around 35 looks pretty good. And you said we got 1.1K. But a quick time-saving tip would be to select multiple slices at once. So instead of just selecting and optimizing this one by itself, hold down the Shift key and select all five buttons. Okay? And we know that the quality is supposed to be around 35, so I can just type in 35. Click away from it, and there we go. We've just optimized all of our buttons to exactly what we want them. I can select this, optimize as a GIF, and that looks fine. I can select this big image. Now, this big image, let's say we wanted to optimize as a PNG24, you can see that that would be 218K. Okay, whereas a JPEG would be a mere 29.6K, and I can probably still make it a little lower, 23K. So there's a lot you can do with optimizing your images here in the Save for Web dialog box, and it's a good idea to take your time and do it, because every amount of file size that you save is less time that visitors to your site will have to wait for everything to load. So it's a very good idea to be cautious about your optimization and careful about how you save your stuff. You can also, if you can't quite visualize how it's going to look in here, you've got this little preview in the web or on the web button, and in this case Firefox is my default browser, so I can preview it in Firefox by clicking that button. Up pops my web browser, and here's the site. Looks pretty good. I'm going to close that, go back to Photoshop, and here I'm going to hit save. Now I'm going to come to my desktop, which I have open here, and I need to make this dialog box a little smaller. I'm going to create a new folder on my desktop, and I'm going to call this I'm going to call it Regent Site, and I'm going to hit enter, and there's my new folder. I can double click to get inside of that, and now I'm going to save this file as sitelayout.jpg, but I'm going to change that capital S to a small s, and sitelayout.jpg, and save as type, HTML, and images. And this is going to save an HTML file and a folder full of images to go with it. So I'm going to hit save. And there we go. Just like that, Photoshop has exported an HTML file with all of your images. Let's check it out. Here we have Regent Site on the desktop. I'm going to double click inside of there, and we have this folder full of images, contact button, copyright tab. Notice they're all nicely named from the slice options, info button, logo. And then we have all these user-generated slices, the skyscraper photo. Okay, so you've got all of these, all of these images here. Let's go back and check out sitelayout.html. I'm just going to double click on it to open it up in my web browser. And you can see that this HTML file is working. It has all these photos, all these graphics, I really should say, in it, and they're all optimized for the web. So that is how you slice up a layout, and that's how you save a layout out as an HTML file and optimize it for the web, so obviously it loads as quickly as possible. Well, I guess that's it for this one. I surely hope you've learned something. Thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. Please go check out the website. That's www.tutvid.com.